and we're going to open a work session on LD 911, an act to prohibit the reception of foreign waste plastic in Maine ports. Do you want to walk through this at all, or are we?
If I have a bill analysis, if you think it would be of value to go through it. So LD, I guess Representative Bloom has her hand up.
Representative Bloom.
Thank you, Senator. Do we have a copy of that? Did you send it to us in our email? What you're about to go through, Dan?
It should have just popped in your Ledge email. Did everyone get it, or did that not come through? Good, okay. LD 911 is Representative Falkingham's bill. It's an act to prohibit the reception of foreign waste, foreign plastic, waste plastic in Maine ports. The bill prohibits a port on navigable waters in the state from receiving a vessel's plastic waste originating from another jurisdiction or country. I've listed the people testifying on the bill. There was not a lot. As stated by the sponsor, the impetus for this bill was an accidental spill of roughly 5,000 pounds of shredded plastic waste during the unloading of a vessel in Searsport that had transported the waste from Northern Ireland. The waste was destined for the Penobscot Energy Recovery Company, or PERC, in Orrington, a waste energy incinerator to be used as fuel for energy generation. Although required by law to notify the DEP of the spill, the terminal operator failed to do so. According to the DEP, it has since initiated an enforcement action against the terminal operator, and to its knowledge, PERC at this time is not planning to import from a foreign country additional plastic waste for fuel. As noted by DEP, the proposal could raise issues under the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Although a court's evaluation of any state law under the Commerce Clause would be fact-specific, with respect to the regulation of solid waste, the Supreme Court has generally found that a state may not prohibit the importation of solid waste unless that prohibition is the only means to advance a legitimate local purpose. And a state may restrict the acceptance of certain wastes when acting as a market participant, i.e. in the case of a publicly owned waste facility. The latter so-called market participant exception does not appear applicable to the law proposed in the bill, and the law may otherwise encounter difficulties if subject to a Commerce Clause challenge. As noted by DEP, certain international treaties or agreements may apply to the activity that is the impetus for the bill. The Basel Convention and the OECD were noted. According to a December 2020 BDN article regarding the Searsport spill, there were some individuals that argued the shipping of that plastic waste violates the Basel Convention, which the UK, which includes Northern Ireland, is a party to, but the US is not. The manager of the PERC facility in that article disputed that claim, believing the shipment was in fact lawful. The bill, as noted by DEP, uses the term plastic waste, but does not define that term. This could be problematic for two reasons. Number one, as noted by DEP, the waste that was spilled in Searsport, that was the impetus for the bill, was intended for use as fuel, and depending on its characterization, might not be considered waste. In other words, it might be considered fuel. And two, as noted by one individual and echoed by Representative Ziegler, the phrase could be interpreted to prevent a ship from disposing of certain waste generated by the crew or through the operation of the ship during a voyage. As noted by DEP, there's also a term, another jurisdiction, that's used in the bill, also undefined. DEP noted that it could mean another state, county, municipality, or other jurisdictional division, which of course could prove problematic. We don't have any fiscal information yet, and I can answer any questions you might have.
Representative Bloom, your hand is up. Do you have an additional question or are? No, okay. Any questions about the bill analysis? Okay, any conversation? Yes, Representative Dudera.
Thank you very much, Chair Brenner. I really appreciate the sponsor bringing this bill forward, and I like the intent of it because this spill has certainly impacted my district adversely, and I don't like it. So I really appreciate that he has put this forward. It sounds like there are some challenges with the bill as written. And so for that reason, I would move not to pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Ziegler is a second. Any additional conversation? Senator Bennett.
Yeah, I'll be voting against the motion. I think that the only really issue that I see in this bill is the use of the term another jurisdiction, which I think complicates it according to the analysis. The other issues relating to Commerce Clause are all litigable, and I don't think they would be litigated. I think we'd be stating very clearly what our intent is as a state. And you know, if a state actor, incinerator, wishes to go against this law and challenge it, I'd say, you know, that's always a valid course of action if they wish to display that kind of hostility to the intentions of the people of Maine, as indicated by their elected representatives. So I'll be voting against the motion, and I would be offering an ought to pass as amended report, which would be in the line five, it would say waste originating from another country, and ended at that. And I just before I finish, I'd also just say I just think it's absurd that we're sending waste all over the world. Because it's just that takes up energy and weight. It creates waste in and of itself, and promoting this transportation of waste around the world, whether it's generated in the U.S. and sent to China or generated in Ireland and sent to Maine, I think we got to start recognizing and dealing with our own responsibilities and not passing them off to people maybe less fortunate than us. Thank you.
Can you just quickly state your amendment one more time?
Yeah, so it's a simple bill as it's written. So I would just take out the word jurisdiction, or the two words jurisdiction or, from line five, so that it would read, a port on navigable waters in the state may not receive from a vessel plastic waste originating from another country.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Representative O'Connor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I actually was going to say I was going to vote against this motion because of exactly what Senator Bennett said. I think it's really important, and I think that this shows that we are really intent on keeping Maine clean, and there is no reason for us to be taking waste from a foreign country. If they have waste to get rid of, they should get rid of it themselves. So I will be supporting Senator Bennett in his amended motion. Thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Did Senator Bennett get a second on his motion?
I don't believe so.
I would like to second it.
Madam Chair.
Yes,
I think the motion that was made was ought not to pass, and so I was just simply stating what my alternative would
Thank
be.
Thank you. I stand corrected.
Thanks.
Okay, I think we're going to take about a 10-minute break here. Our group will do a little caucus, and we'll be right back.
May I just ask, Madam Chair? Senator Bennett, I am intrigued when you were talking about the legal opinion. Have you talked to anybody about the legality of the interstate commerce and whether that would hold up? Because that makes a big difference for me.
Yeah, I understand that, Representative Darren. I appreciate that. I have not. The language as in the analysis would suggest that it is not a defined and certain part of the law here, and that there seems to be wiggle room that may be subject to interpretation. And it's on that I say I don't think we should presuppose what the law is and what a ruling may say in court. And that's why I think the policy imperative trumps the possible vulnerability to challenge.
Representative Bloom, did you want to
Yes, thank you, Senator. I was looking for some more information. I don't have exactly what happened at the public hearing. How much waste do we accept from other countries now? Did we find that out? And what monetary value do we get from it? Did we, was that covered at all in the public hearing?
I suppose I can answer that. The only discussion was with respect to the shredded plastic waste that was imported from Northern Ireland by PERC. I believe it was approximately 5,000 tons. And it was suggested that it was not the first of those shipments they had received, but there were no specifics given in terms of, I think, the information you're looking for.
So we don't know how much we receive on an annual basis in general. We don't know how much money it means to us. That's an unknown as far as we're concerned right now. Thank you.
Representative Ziegler.
Thank you, Senator. In the discussion that we had in the public hearing, there is the issue of vessels offloading their own plastic waste, which you cannot dispose of at sea. And I just want to make sure that if we do pass this, that in no way would that disallow vessels from discharging their plastic waste. Because one of the reasons we're allowed to discharge plastic waste is we don't want to do that at sea. Mm-hmm. And I also think that you are on a slippery slope with international treaties, but if you want to go to litigation, Senator Bennett, we have plenty of lawyers.
Representative Dudera.
Thank you. I do believe Representative Bloom was ahead of me, so I'm going to let her go first and then I'll go after her. Thanks.
Nope, she's got a residual hand.
Okay, thank you. Perhaps, and I'm looking to Dan for some help. Representative Ziegler brings up an important point. I mean, we don't want to try to be protecting the oceans from plastics and then we're encouraging people to dump their plastics because they can't offload them when they get here. And I'm talking about their ship waste or their personal plastic waste or however we would put that. Could we amend my motion so that that is included in this bill so that it's, anyway, Dan, I'm looking to you for help. Help me, Dan, help me.
I thought your motion was ought not to pass.
I know, I just am realizing that as I said that. But I'm thinking now if we, let's hear the rest of the discussion, but I think this is a very important point that's one of the flaws in this bill, clearly a flaw. If we could correct that flaw and we're not afraid of the litigation that may happen, then we may have something that some more of us can get behind.
Representative Hanley. You're on mute, Representative.
I'm discovering that I can't have two pages up and have my microphone off at the same time. I'm going to try to go back to the page. Yes, all right. Now, I would offer an amendment to the amendment and to on line four that the you may not receive for profit, to add the word for profit, plastic waste originating from another country. Add the prohibition of profit or the addition of the word profit for this. That way, I mean, you would eliminate the issue of trying to offload the normal garbage that would be generated on board a ship that needs to get taken care of. So I think if we simply add the word for profit to this legislation, that'll clear that up.
Senator Bennett?
Thank you. I appreciate the direction of the discussion, and I appreciate Representative Ziegler's early remarks and your concern, Representative Ziegler, about waste generated at sea. I don't know if that would be interpreted as being generated in another country or not. I wouldn't think so, but at any rate, just to clear up one statement you made, Representative Ziegler, I do not want litigation. It would be up to the people who decide to flout the expressed will of the representatives of Maine people, whether they wish to litigate under this very clear statement that we would be making. And if they want to try to assert certain rights to bring their trash into Maine, well, okay, let them do that and they can challenge it in court. But I would hope they wouldn't. I would hope that their sense of ethics would suggest that they want to be responsible partners with us and that they wouldn't do that.
Representative Ziegler.
And Senator Bennett, I don't want trash to come into this state either. And one of the reasons it came in is that we were looking at trash to energy. So this is a much larger issue than just these two bales of plastic coming in. But that said, I don't agree with Representative Hanley in just using the term not-for-profit, because if they discharge the trash, then there is going to be an exchange of money. I think we should be very specific that that plastic waste generated on the vessel in transit be allowed to be discharged. I would like to see those specific words used. And so we don't have a vagueness around this bill.
Okay, I sense that we are going to need to revisit the motion that's on the floor. Representative Tucker? Oh. You're muted, Representative.
I heard Senator Brenner indicate that she wanted to take a break, and I can continue arguing this. I think this, we have gone into a fantasy land discussion, it's bordering on irresponsible. And I want to know if you want me to unload now or after a break.
After a break.
Let's take 10 minutes. It's 11:20. We'll gear back up. 11:30. Thank you.
How long do you think it'll be, kids?
I don't know. We're just sitting here in the light of day having a discussion, which I thought was very useful for the public discourse, but
I thought it was a great discussion. Those were really great ideas, and I agree with them 1,000%. Could have just had a vote.
Or just have an open public discussion.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, we are still on and we're still being streamed.
Oh my. Well.
That's right, we're still live on air. You want to remember that?
I did get up and put the pillowcases on the pillows. Sitting still isn't my strong suit.
Yeah. Hmm.
I'm going to fill up my non-plastic water bottle.
I got an old-fashioned glass.
Can anybody tell me how the votes went this morning on the previous LDs?
Well, so LD 1540 was Representative Ziegler's bill. It was ONTP with a letter to the department. Then LD 640 was the plastic water bill that was ought not to pass unanimous. And 909 also was ONTP. And now we're on 911.
Thank you.
Certainly.
Right. Thank you all for that brief moment. Give everyone a chance to find the link. Yes, Representative Dudera.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I'm feeling like after this discussion that I'd like to withdraw my motion because there's just too many unanswered questions still. And I really want to chase down the constitutionality of this. So I'd like to withdraw my motion.
So this is a very freshman question, but do we need a second to withdraw a motion? Or is...
No. Well, Paige was the second.
Right.
I'm allowing the withdrawal. I withdraw my second.
Great. Representative Gramlich.
Thank you, Senator. I'd like to move to table this bill.
Second.
So we can't talk about it anymore after we table it.
And it's a non-debatable motion.
All right. So we have a table motion on the floor. Everybody in favor of tabling, raise your hand. Did you get that, Sabrina?
Yes, I did.
Did you ask for anybody in opposition?
Anybody in opposition to the tabling? Representative Hanley, Representative O'Connor. Okay. So if I would like more information for the work session next time, when would I ask for it? Publicly here, or shall I email you, Dan, now that the motion's been tabled, now that the bill's been tabled?
It's up to you, I guess.
Okay. Is everyone comfortable if I ask for my information now? Okay, so I want to know about the volume of waste that's coming in. And I want to know the dollar amount of the waste that's coming in. And I would like feedback from the Attorney General about the constitutionality of this law as written.
I can certainly see if DEP has any information on the first part. I'm not sure if that's anything that's tracked, but I can follow up with them and obviously the Attorney General on the second part.
Thank you. Okay, that I believe closes our public hearing for LD 911.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Are other people permitted to ask for information as well?
Of course.
Yeah, on this constitutionality question, which I gather is a question that is intended to go to the AG, is that right?
That's correct.
there were several issues that were raised by the department who I think their position was neither for nor against, so they didn't view them as dispositive. But there were seemed to be several legal issues that were, in addition to constitutional questions, that were raised. And I would think that we'd want, if we're going to ask their advice, to ask them on the full suite of legal issues that the DEP raised.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Representative Bloom.
Yeah, and just for clarification as well, since I think we're focusing on off country, out of country, foreign country waste, not out of state. So we can zero in on that data.
Yes. Representative Ziegler.
I just wanted to correct you, Senator. You said that completes the public hearing. This is a work session.
Thank you. Okay, so we're completing.
Sorry, real quick. Representative Bloom's last comment, was that in reference to the data from DEP or in reference to a legal opinion from the Attorney General, or both?
Well, since I think it'd probably be for both, because that's what we're really focused on. Yes.
There was no motion made other than ought not to pass. Is that the consensus of the committee that we've moved past prohibiting waste from another jurisdiction and just to a foreign country?
I think the motion was rescinded and then we tabled the bill.
I understand that. I suppose I could ask the question as presented in the bill and then as an alternative. I just wouldn't want to preclude getting information on the original bill since no motion or consensus was ever reached on any actual substantive amendment.
So perhaps both would be helpful. Okay. Are we all set on 9/11? Okay. So we're going to close the work session on 9/11 and we're going to open a work session on 9/46, which is a resolve to authorize Maine